Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network and KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, not to mention the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle here. We're coming to you from Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Kicking things off this week, Penn State back in action on Saturday on the road at Minnesota, number 13 Minnesota, a battle of the unbeatens, a big weekend in college football in general after a pretty slow weekend last weekend. So it'll be a fun time to follow along for Penn State. Obviously, ramifications and Big Ten title ramifications, college football playoff implications, all that stuff. We'll get into that matchup here in just a moment. We'll also look at Penn State, you know, coming off the bye. You know, it's a 4-week season now the rest of the way. We're going to look at their season to date, where they've been better than expected, where the surprises have been, whether we did or didn't expect them to be in the realm of 8-0 right now. But here they are. We'll get to ask Greg your Penn State football questions. We'll also get to Greg's best bets, which, boy, our guy Greg over here is red hot going into this week.
Yeah,
red hot.
Means it's time to fade.
Oh yeah,
it's time to go against my picks. So it's
keep that in mind as you listen a little bit later. So let's talk some Penn State Minnesota. We've had a whole extra week to try to chew on this matchup some, and I don't think my mind has changed a whole lot. Penn State is a 6.5-point favorite. You got a Minnesota team that's 8-0 that shows some good things, look really good on paper, but haven't played really anybody at all. Had some tighter than you would expect wins early in the season in the non-conference schedule. So 8-0 is 8-0, and you can't argue with that. But I think the gist of this whole thing comes down to how seriously do you take Minnesota?
I mean, I think they have really good receivers, Dustin. I don't really – there's no way in my mind for you to discredit – for anyone to discount that receiving group. And I think that's why it's so important that it sounds like Trent Corn and John Reed will both be healthy, because I think Penn State's going to need its best corners to be a big part of this game. But, yeah, I mean, they haven't played anyone. They haven't really been tested. Did I read somewhere that – they have yet to face in the Big Ten a starting quarterback for the whole game? I believe every Big Ten game they've played, the quarterback has been hurt before halftime. Now, granted, some of these quarterbacks stunk anyway, but who's that guy from Pitt that we didn't like? Not Kenny Pickett, the other one.
Not Nate Peterman.
Nate Peterman's exactly. They played a bunch of Nate Peterman so far. So, you know, I think that Penn State will clearly be the biggest test they've faced this season, and it won't even be particularly close. So, I mean, in my mind, that means Penn State should be able to go into this game as a convincing 7-point favorite. But you know what? It's going to be cold. It's going to be early out there in Minneapolis. So there's going to be some things Penn State's going to have to overcome. But James Franklin is very good about making sure the process stays the process no matter what time they play. Right now they're calling for – now, keep in mind, this means absolutely nothing, because a day before Penn State, Michigan State, it was going to be sunny for that one. And we obviously saw that it turned into one of the wettest games of this decade. But right now they're calling for 36 and evening snow showers in Minneapolis. So the snow shouldn't be an issue. That should be done by the time Penn State and Minnesota are done. You know, the snow won't even start till probably right around that time that game's over. But still, it's going to be in the 30s. It's going to be cold. Penn State's going to have to pack a day game, because I think the crowd will be early rising and early arriving for this one. This is as James Franklin said last week during a bye, there's a buzz going around this team that I don't know if there's, you know, many Minnesota, I don't know how many Minnesota fans remember the last time there was a buzz like this. So it's a pretty big deal for them, and Penn State's going to have to match the environment they walk into on Saturday.
By the way, how similar are PJ Fleck and James Franklin?
They're
the same guy.
Right? I was so not surprised to hear that PJ Fleck visited James Franklin when Franklin was at Vanderbilt, because you can kind of get a sense for where Fleck gets a lot of his mannerisms and emotions and stuff from, because he clearly is taken right out of the James Franklin playbook. I mean, they have very, very similar styles, very similar reactions. And because of that, you know, I think James Franklin and PJ Fleck probably think a little bit too. So that'll be on display this weekend as well. But to me, it's very simple. Penn State has to clean up some of the penalty mistakes that it's, you know, There's been games this year where the defense has been on the field longer than it had to because of penalties. They can't let that happen. They can't have special teams take points off the boards like we saw the last 2 weeks before the bye. And then offensively, you know, it's going to be about what did they do during the bye week to make sure that the performance they put up is more of a 60-minute one, like the Maryland game following the first bye week, as opposed to, you know, some of these, you know, 17-minute performances, and then the next 40, however many minutes, are a little bit iffy.
Yeah, so I think, you know, for Penn State, for both of these teams, I mean, what happens if Minnesota wins this game, Greg? I mean, that's going to be an interesting part of it too. They've got a you know, after a slow start, they've got a kind of a big finish to their season. But
right.
You know, Penn State 8-0, everything to play for here. But anything that comes down to big goals for the season requires a win this weekend.
Right.
You know, it's hard to see Penn State being in that Big Ten title race, being in the college football playoff race, while absorbing a loss to Minnesota. However, a loss to Minnesota and a win over Ohio State, I don't know. I mean, where does that put this team? It's a really interesting point in time for Penn State. And you know, one of the things I thought was interesting from James Franklin, I think when he talking on the 24/7 Sports podcast this past week, was, you know, they're in this mode now. In 2016, they didn't really have any business being where they were. But now in 2019, with the way they've recruited, the amount of talent they have, the way that they're starting to inch their way upward, this is a team that really belongs in that national conversation. I just wouldn't have expected it to happen now as opposed to next season.
Yeah. And I think that's a good point. And going into this particular game, you know, this is another chance to say, look, we should be respect it as a team that should be in the national picture. And I think to do that, Dustin, you have to beat a team like Minnesota pretty handily. So look, Tanner Morgan is a quarterback for Minnesota. He's okay. He's not great. But Tyler Johnson, Rashad Bateman, and Chris Altman-Bell are the three receivers that really go for Minnesota. I mean, they really make that offense work. Rodney Smith is back at running back. I believe he played against Penn State in 2016, if I'm not mistaken. So he has to be a senior at this point.
He's a ninth-year senior.
Yeah, I was going to say, he has that – who was that guy from Purdue that played basketball for like 50 years there? He has that same kind of vibe to him. I'll have to look that up while you're talking. But, yeah, I mean, I think this is a defense you can get to. I really do believe that Penn State can get some work done on the ground in this game. I think that this is a Minnesota defense that might be a little bit surprised by what Penn State can throw at it in the running game. And I think in the passing game too, it'll be about Sean Clifford making the right decisions. I don't think Ricky Ronnie and this offense has to overplan this game. I think they just have to make the right decisions. And with if and when they do that, they should be just fine to get out of there with a victory.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Robbie Hummel. That's the
Robbie Hummel. That's the, yes. He was a balding white gentleman. Is what I was going to contribute to that conversation.
There you go.
Good. I mean, that's tremendous Google skills there.
Yes.
Though. Number one ranked Googler in the country in the 2020 class.
I'll
right
take
there. It. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking Penn State, Minnesota matchup of 8-0 teams this weekend. A lot of implications involved in this matchup. Penn State goes into it 6.5-point favor. What's the over-under?
48, I believe.
48. I mean, this is all relative. As we get closer to the game time, we'll have some movement on that front. This segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com. The ultimate tailgating experience any Penn State home football weekend. There's two more of them left. November 16th, not this weekend, but next, hosting Indiana. A good Indiana team, better than you might realize. Go look up what they're doing this season. Should be a good game. Rutgers to close out the season November 30th. Both cases, GoPSURV.com has some good specials for you to check out if you're interested in the ultimate tailgating experience, and why wouldn't you be? If you go to their website, GoPSURV.com, or if you go to their Facebook page, you can learn more about what they have to offer. Go check it out, GoPSURV.com. Minnesota comes in averaging, for this weekend, comes in averaging 38.4 points per game, the number 9 pass efficiency offense in the country, number 5 pass efficiency defense, good on penalties, good on turnovers, one of the nation's leaders in time of possession, which we're not using as a metric for success necessarily. I think in this case, it's more of a metric for a clash of styles and what they're trying to accomplish on both sides of the ball. One of the, you know, some of the most uncomfortable moments of the season have been teams being able to string together some drives that keep Penn State's offense off the field. And that's a two-pronged thing. You know, them, their offenses being able to execute and being able to run down the field 15 plays. That's not an easy thing to do.
Right.
But at the same time, on Penn State's side, the three and outs, I think just trying to keep those to a minimum, trying to win that field position battle, because if you're facing an offense that's going to have to go steadily and stay on schedule the whole time, if you're making them start at their own 17 routinely, that's going to be a good formula for success. Not unlike Iowa and teams like that. You know, you're going to want to try to execute the same things against this Minnesota team. It's a good team, but again, I mean, how much do those matter? Those numbers matter.
Right.
When you look at what they've played against.
Yeah.
So you take it with a grain of salt, I think.
The thing that I'm struggling with the most in this game is trying not to disrespect Minnesota and discount that it is 8-0 and that it's a really good football team, while also weighing that against the fact that the teams it has played are just not any good. I mean, it's there's not – when South Dakota State is the most impressive game on the schedule, and I think it is, that you can point to as a win, you didn't play anybody. It's just the way it is.
Schedule-wise, let me just hammer down through this. Speaking of, so South Dakota State, their opener, they win 28-21 at home. They win 38-35 in double overtime at Fresno State. They beat Georgia Southern at home 35-32. At Purdue, they win 38-31. They beat Illinois at home 40-17. Nebraska, 34-7. At Rutgers, they win 42-7. And Maryland at home, they win 52-10. So, you know, you see the margin of victory starting to expand, but you also see the quality of opponents. You know, I understand that Illinois beat Wisconsin at home. Playing Illinois, you know, at your home place on October 5th, I'm not that impressed. Nebraska, they are who they are. Rutgers,
they stink.
Maryland.
Scott Frost is a fraud, man. He is the Pat Chambers of the Big Ten West, where it's always going to be next year is going to be Scott Frost's year to turn Nebraska around. Just like it's always next year that Penn State makes the NCAA tournament. He stinks. That's not the point of this conversation, though. guess we better get.
I would like to make it the point, though, if we can. Shift into that?
We got there a little too late in the Piers. Maybe we'll pick that one up.
Quarter number two is just Greg talking about what stinks. Scott Frost leads the list.
I got it. Penn State, I think they cover. I think they win pretty convincingly, Dustin. I got it. Penn State 30, Minnesota 17.
30-17. I'm going to call it 28-20 in that neighborhood. I like a cover in this one, too. It's just, you know, and when it comes down to it, Penn State really has an idea of what it's like to have your back up against the wall, to face some adversity and win, to win against good teams. I think that experience matters on the road. 28-20, I've got it. We both like a cover. We'll see what happens. We're going to move on for now. Looking at Penn State's season so far, 8-0, how did they get here? And how did that match up with what we expected from them to start the year? We'll get into that in just a moment.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves, fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.